I know we got a few children here today. You're welcome to come on down. Any age, any maturity level, come on down. Any size. We take them all. Good morning, Clay. You can come on here and sit with your grandma if you want. Yep, I got to grab something right behind you here. So, good morning. Happy spring break. Good to see you. There's this little Bible passage. David, he's this famous guy. He says in the Psalms, "I ask the Lord to place my tears in a bottle." That's a little saying in the Bible. Isn't it kind of strange, tears? I was crying a lot last night. My team lost. A lot of tears. And so I have this bottle here to collect, to remind me of the tears that I've cried throughout my life. Kind of like David said, he cried a lot. These aren't the real tears. This is just kind of symbolic of all the tears that I've ever cried here in this bottle. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if God has a bottle keeping track of all the tears that we've cried. I know that God hears our cries, though. I want to talk about crying here for a moment. Do you guys cry? Do you cry? Yeah, Clay, you cry sometimes. That's okay. Do you guys cry? Yeah, okay. So I put together some thoughts of some times when we cry, and you don't have to explain this, but I'm just going to ask a question. And if you've cried after what I'm going to talk about, just raise your hand, okay. Have you ever cried after falling and skinning your knee? Yeah, Clay, yep, I bet you have. Have you ever cried when you're really sad about something? Okay, yeah. Have you ever cried when someone has said something hurtful to you that wasn't very nice? Claire, I know you have. Okay, no. All right, have you ever cried when you've just seen someone else crying? Isn't that an interesting thought? Like you see someone cry, it just makes you sad when you see someone cry. Well, thanks for being honest there for a moment. I just want to share something with you that it's okay to cry. There's nothing wrong with crying. In fact, you're welcome to cry at church, just not during the sermon. Okay? We like the cries that come from everyone at our church. That's good. That got me thinking about something else, though. I don't know if you heard it. It's kind of related to today's lesson. When Jesus heard about his friend Lazarus, it says that he wept. It's actually the shortest Bible verse in the entire Bible. Jesus wept. That got me thinking about when were the moments in which Jesus cried? You might not know. I just want to tell you what I discovered. Jesus cried one time when he looked over a city called Jerusalem. It's in Luke 19. And he saw the city and he was so upset that he cried because the people didn't understand what God was up to. The book of Hebrews says that when Jesus prayed, he often cried in despair for people. And then we have today's passage in which Jesus wept when his friend had died. So did you hear what I read just a few moments ago? Jesus had some close friends named Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. I'm going to talk a little bit more about them. And Lazarus was really sick. He wasn't doing so well. And when Mary and Martha called Jesus to come and take care of Lazarus, and when he came after a few days, what did you hear? Was Lazarus alive or dead? He was dead. He had died. And if you read that carefully, we didn't read it here in this section, but when Jesus came and saw that Lazarus was dead, he saw Mary and crying, and that's what made him cry. Isn't that amazing? Jesus cries. He's with us. He cried himself, and it tells us that he has compassion for us. That's not the end of the story, though. Jesus went to the tomb where Lazarus had been laid. There was a big stone, and he said, "Remove the stone." The stone was taken away. And he said, "Lazarus, come out." Now, it doesn't say it in the story, but I'm pretty sure that in that moment, Mary's tears of sorrow were turned to tears of joy. Have you ever cried because you're so happy? No, you never have? Okay, and it makes you cry. So Thursday night was a really good night in our household. There were tears of joy because my team won. Last night were tears of sorrow. I want you to know that with Jesus by our side, he takes our tears of sorrow and he can turn them into tears of joy. That's what he did in today's story. So it's okay to cry. Count on Jesus to change your tears from sorrow into joy. Thank you for coming up today, and happy spring break. All right.